Tape rolling, so we'll go ahead and get started then. Before we do, what is your public information officer, right, with Wayne Township?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just want to make sure I have that right. Okay, so tell us about what happened this morning when you guys got the call and just the overall details of what you know so far.
Okay, at this time, we were responded to a report of a residence fire. It was upgraded to a report of a residence explosion, and it was upgraded to a working incident before the first arriving crews. The first arriving crews found a fully involved residence with some exposures around them. We had immediately three civilian patients, ranging from walking wounded to serious. All of them have since been transported. We had one firefighter injured in the early stages. He has been transported, very minor, but has been transported. Gas companies out here right now. We're trying to assess whether this is an explosion from gas or something else. It's currently under investigation by our arson team.
Okay. Anybody killed?
No, sir. No fatalities reported.
Okay. So you said three people in total are hurt?
We're going to go with, let's say, well, actually, that's just changed. Four people now, civilians, all transported, with maybe a fifth that has not been transported or refusing transport, and one firefighter that was minor but had to be transported.
Okay, so four civilians, one firefighter.
Yes, sir. That is the ongoing count.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Okay, and what approximately what street was this on?
We are at Breibolt and North Street.
Okay.
On the west side of Indianapolis.
Gotcha. Just wanted to make sure. And cause of the fire is cause of the fire and the explosion undetermined.
It's currently undetermined, under investigation.
Okay. When did you guys realize that it was a possible explosion?
Well, the reports came in. The first arriving companies found the house not standing on its frame. It had been, well, essentially knocked over to the north and the west side with fire from end to end. So they arrived with a structure that wasn't intact, it's reminiscent of an explosion.
All right. Do you guys have everything fully contained, or are you still trying to put out some hot spots?
There's some hot spots, but it is under control. Gas companies just arrived out here to help us with a potential underground leak that we're investigating.
Okay. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir.
All right. Eric Bannister with the Wayne Township Fire Department. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Be safe. Thank you.
Yes, sir.